Washington County Little League All-Stars are on the air. Today's game, Washington County versus Burlington County Minor Softball, is made possible by Winston Lumber Company, ATB in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Christ Lutheran Church, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Coleman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame, Real Estate, A1 Quality Plumbing, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dahman and Associates, BVR Materials, Glen College, Cody Real Estate, Thielerman General Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Brandon Industrial Group, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Mr. Gaddis Pizza in Brenham, Double D Glass Service, Bluebonnet Petroleum, K&H Portable Toilet, La Roche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Green Duck Service, Private Financial, Holiski Waterwell Service, La Morella's Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Conjunctive Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you ever need it, boy, are you glad you have it. Dahman and Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
All right, here we go, and we welcome you to Mark Chapman Field in Sealy, where tonight it is the winner-take-all District 13 Tournament Championship game between the Washington County Minor Girls and the Burlington County Minor Girls. Doug Brown with you here on the radio. And they're already going to the announcements, so let's go ahead and pick
number
those 11, up.
Number 11, Kagan Kowali. Number 60, Braylee Palaszczuk. Number 40, Jacinia Herrera. Number 1, Carly Shepherd. Double 0, Bailey Barnes. 75, Olivia Zamora. Number 7, Zoe Gossine. Number 21, Paisley Brack. Number 3, Carly Prazel. Number 4, Michaela Collins. Number 13, Macy Lewis. Our managers are Adrian Shepherd, Flo Ortega, and Haley Balboa.
Our home team is Washington County. Number 24, Caroline Summer. Number 65, Presley Allen. Number 44, Belle Schrader. Number 4, Charlie Majewski. Number 11, Tegan Wilson. Number 7, Paisley Meyer. Number 14, Addie Sebastian. Number 20, Kinley Parker. Number 1, Finley Young. Number 13, Kinsley Haverfield. Number 17, Callie Disney. Number 12, Quinley Shepherd. Our manager is Sam Summer, and our assistant coaches are Amanda Disney and Shelly Shepherd.
Please stand for the national anthem.
With the first pitch after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town, located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, and here we go with the top half of the first inning. And it's going to be Presley Allen in the circle for the Washington County All-Stars. So we'll be working with Tegan Wilson behind the plate, right side of the infield. It's going to be Paisley Meyer at first base. As the pitch is swung on and missed. To Avery Balboa, the leadoff hitter for Burleson County. And Addie Sebastian second. Charlie Majewski at short. Kenley Parker at third. And we'll get to the outfielders after the next pitch. Allen digs and brings it. And that one is going to be down the line. Foul ball. no balls and two strikes. And then the outfielders for Washington County, Bell Schrader in center. It's Kinsley Hafferkamp in left and Caroline Summer in right field. And Avery Balboa, she's got an 0-2 count here. Allen waiting on the sign, and she's ready for the next pitch. Up high for a ball, it's 1-2. As we said, this is the District 13 Tournament Championship. Final night here in Sealy. After tonight, I'm going to get a break for the next 6 days, and then before we have our next broadcast schedule. And pitch is fouled away. Now, the winner of this tournament, they actually don't have to go back in action until next Friday. The minor girls will play in Elgin. That one opens up July 5th, and they'll play the District 30 champion. And since there's only two teams in the tournament, it'll be basically a two-out-of-three series, Friday, Saturday, and if necessary, on Sunday. And this one back to the pitcher. Allen knocks it down, throws over to first, and gets the out. Nice job by Allen to stay in with there and then getting that ball over to Meyer at first, and that's one away. That'll bring him Kingan Kutali. And Kuatli steps in here. She'll be doing the pitching tonight for Burleson County. And Courtney waits on the pitch from Myers, from Allen, is down low for a ball, 1-0. And down low for a ball, and it's 2-0. And in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Good pitch there by Allen. Catali, left-hand batter against the right-handed pitcher, Allen. And the pitch, down low for a ball. And it's 3-1 now on Kuatli. Three-man umpiring crew. And next pitch from Allen. Up high, ball four, and Kuatli draws the one-out walk. And that'll bring up Braley Palaszczuk. Palaszczuk getting the start in left field this evening. And pitches a strike call, and it's 0-1. No score here. We're just in the way, top half of the first inning. And Allen with the next pitch. And therefore, strike, good pitch, and it's 0-2. You got it, B. And that one back to the pitcher. Allen bobbles, throws the first, and oh, the first baseman drops the ball. And the run's going to come in and score. It'll be 1-0, Burleson County. Be an E3 because the throw was there. Just first baseman Meyer couldn't hold on to it. And so Burleson County strikes first. Now they'll bring up Yesenia Herrera. She was the pitcher last night, got the victory, and numbered herself out with a bat quite a bit. And we're going to get a visit to the circle from assistant coach Amanda Dismukes. Just got to make sure to settle everybody down, get them all back on the same page. As we saw from Herrera last night, she's a pretty good hitter, too. Got to be careful how you pitch her. And pitch from Allen. Swung on a miss. Runner going. Throw down. And she's safe. Stolen base for Polashek. Own one count on Herrera. And a one delivery. Up high for a ball. Runner fakes a break, doesn't go. It's 1-1. That one a little high of ball, and it's 2-1. It's close. And next pitch. That one is going to be in the right field for a base hit. And Summer booted the ball, and that's going to get another run home. That'll make it 2-0, Burleson County. And now that'll bring up Carly Shepard. Still just one out in the inning. And Herrera ends up at second base. And that one up high for a ball. And foul tip, 1-1. And that one foul away. Over to the right side. This time tonight, Washington County's in the hole on the third base dugout, and Burleson County in the visitor dugout. And it's a 1-2 count on Carly Shepard. And that one up high, a ball. 2-2. And that one down low, ball runner going, and throw down to third. And she's going to be safe. Stolen base there by Herrera. So three balls, two strikes, full count now on Carly Shepard. Still only one out here in the top of the first. Burleson County with a 2-0 lead. And that one foul away. And that one foul away.
Hey,
a pie ball four, and Shepherd will take the walk. And so that'll put runners at the corners now for Bailey Barnes. And Allen's next pitch. Barnes swung and missed, 0-1, and Shepherd takes off uncontested for second base. So you have two runners in scoring position now. Still only one out, and Burleson County leading 2-0. And up high for a ball, 1-1. And that one outside for a ball. 2-1 count. And swung at a miss, 2-2. She tried to hold up but couldn't. Now let's see if Allen can come back and get her here. And a pie for a ball. And pitches outside, ball four. At the Barnes walks, that'll load the bases. And that's going to bring a visit out to the hill from Coach Amanda Dismukes. And it looks like we may have a pitching change. And it looks like we are going to have some position changes for Washington County. So we will take a break and be back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic. Quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals. Supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Hi, friends. Gary Durnberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods & Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods & Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball season.
All right, and we got some changes for Washington County now. as Caroline Summer has come on to pitch. Presley Allen has moved over to first base. Baisley Meyer has come in to catch. And not sure who they moved out to right field. And right now it's 2-0. Burleson County leading Washington County here in the first. And Olivia Zamora swings and misses. It's an 0-1 count. And swung and a miss, 1-1. And pitch fouled away. And this one, ground ball is short. Up the boot of the ball, and that's going to get all. Going to get one run home, and two runs are coming in. And we get it back to Summer. And so let's see here. That Herrera scores, Shepherd scores, Barnes to third. And so we got runners at the corners now for Zoe Gossine. And it's 4-0 now, Burleson County. And this one popped in foul.
Got
it, Zoe, right here, 7. And this one is a base hit. That is going to bring home another run to make it 5-0, Burleson County. And two runs are going to come across, and that makes it 6-0. Third, and she's safe there. She just was, Gossine kept right on running. And Burleson County putting the exclamation point on here as Paisley Brack will bat.
Way to go, Zoe!
And down low for a ball, it's 1-0. And pitch is a strike home, 1-1.
You got it, Ty!
Go 2-1!
Watch
out
for your hand. You got this.
And way high ball. Two balls and one strike now on Brack. Brack, the ninth batter of the inning. Still only one out here on the top of the first. And it's Burleson County leading Washington County in this championship game, 6-0. And pitch is a strike call. It's 2-2.
Right here.
Swung on a missed. And strike three on Brack. And so Brack is out, and that is out number two in the inning. And that'll bring up Carly Prazel. So now Washington County one out away from finally getting out of this inning. And this one, chopper to third. And they're going to go home, throw as high, the run's in. And that'll make it 7-0, Burleson County. And Michaela Collins, the batter now.
Go
so far.
And pitches a strike call.
Ready now?
Swung on and missed. And it's 0-2. And runner trying to sneak down to second, and she's in there. So runner at second, two down, 0-2 count on Collins. And strike three in the inning is finally over. In the inning, though, they come up with seven runs, and Burleson County leads Washington County 7-0. Back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services: residential, commercial, and construction waste removal and recycling, metal recycling, portable sanitation, container rental. Their scrap yard is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Their collection station is open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 9 till 1. Big would also like to wish all the Little League players good luck on their All-Star tournament, and special luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family. Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
And as we come back, pitch is a strike called on Caroline Summer. It's Kagan Quatley in the circle for the Burleson County All-Stars. We're in the bottom of the first. Burleson County leads at 7-0. Pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1 on Summer. It'll be Caroline Summer followed by Presley Allen and then Belle Schrader, as Washington County now needs to get some base runners out there and try to get back into this one. And Summer smacks that one into right field for a base hit, or right center, I should say. And that's one aboard. That'll bring up Presley Allen. Hey, fans, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids aged 4 to 16. There's also the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And Allen pops that one back in the screen. It's one ball and one strike. Meanwhile, Summer snuck her way over to second base and has got herself into scoring position. And up high for a ball. 2-1.
Got 11 out here.
And that is a strike called, 1-2.
Go,
one up high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes.
Ready!
And Allen fouls that one over to the right side. Two balls and two strikes. Foul back into the screen. Two balls and two strikes. And this one foul back again. Allen hanging tough in there. Next pitch, swung on, foul away. Two balls and two strikes. And swung and a miss. Allen down on strikes for out number one. And that'll bring up Bell Schrader. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Takes one outside and low. And that one is it. Back in. Caught by the left fielder. That's two away now. That was a great play out there in left by Braley Palaszczuk. And it's a two down now, and that'll bring up Charlie Majewski to try to be the one to get that first run home for Washington County. And pitch is a strike called. It's 0-1. And this one back up the middle, base hit. Summer around third, heading home. And they will not make a throw. It's an RBI single for Majewski. It's now a 7-1 ball game as Washington County gets on the board for the first time this evening. And it's going to bring up Tegan Wilson. Good hit there by Majewski. And the pitch, that one is turned on and foul over towards the Washington County dugout. 0-1 count. And this one's going to be popped up. Shortstop calling for it, and she'll grab it for out number three. And so in the inning, Washington County comes up with one run on two hits. There were no errors and one left on. We've got one inning in the books. It is Burleson County 7, Washington County 1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjuratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star Teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
And as we come back here, Caroline Summer warming up for the second inning. She came on in relief of the starter, Presley Allen, after Allen was had some early struggles in that first inning. And now it'll be up to her to try to go the rest of the way and see if her teammates can climb back in this one. It's in the second inning, and Washington County trailing Burleson County 7-1. Ladies and gentlemen, we just received some sad news here, and we'll hope to have more on this later, but one of our absolute favorite people, Jerry Kiki, has passed away this afternoon. Just got word on that. It was due to health reasons. But Jerry, of course, a longtime supporter of all Brenham High School and Blinn College athletics. Most recently named Blinn Buccaneer Backer of the Year. There wasn't a you could very, very rarely go to a Blinn or Brenham High School sporting event, and he wasn't there either just as a fan or like during the alumni tournament each year working in some capacity and put in a lot of volunteer time. And Jerry will definitely, one of the true good guys out there, and he will definitely be missed. Pitch swung on and missed, and it's an 0-2 count on Macy Lewis to lead off the inning. She'll be followed by Avery Balboa and Kagan Cotley.
Come on, fight back. Let's go. Hands. Let's go. Hands.
0-2 pitch to Lewis. Swung on and missed, and she's down on strikes. They're out number one. And Summer really could use a quick inning here. And I'll bring up Avery Balboa. Balboa bounced back to the pitcher her first time up. And this one foul away. No balls and strike. And pitch swung on and missed, 0-2.
You got it, 9 right here.
And pitches outside for a ball, 1-2. And this one is a high pop. Allen over. She'll make the grab for out number two. It's two away now. That'll bring up Kagan Quatley. Quatley walked and scored her first time up. And pitches up high for a ball, 1-0. And this one over to short. Majewski up with it, throws to first, and she just beats it out. Infield hit for Gwadlet. That was going to be a tough play to make. That one was hitting the hole. And on, especially for this being the Little League softball, the distance to first a lot shorter than the standard field. And so now bring up Braylee Palaszczuk. Palaszczuk reached on there and scored a run back in the first inning. So we got 2 outs and runner aboard. Pitch from Summer is a strike call. Yeah, swung and a miss. 0-2. And that one is taken for a ball. It's 1-2.
Go, Beach.
And that one fouled back into the screen. And that will hold the count at 1-2. Swing and a miss, got her on strikes, and that'll retire the side to the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We go to the bottom of the second. It is Burleson County 7, Washington County 1. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572. Visit online at texasfarmcredit.com or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facility, the Batter's Box. Located in the baseball capital of Texas, take part in the 2024 Summer Baseball and Softball Camps. All you have to do is go online to register today. And don't forget to book your summer birthday parties while availabilities last. For more info, check them out online, battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
And here we go to the bottom of the second inning. And for Washington County, it'll be Paisley Meyer, Addie Sebastian, and Kenley Parker. Gauntley warming up. And Meyer stepping in. And pitch swung on a miss. It's 0-1. And coaches for Washington County, assistant coach Amanda Dismukes at third base, and hit. And manager and coach Sam Summer in the first base coaching box. And this one is going to be fouled over toward the Washington County side of the stands. And it's an 0-2 count on Meyer. This one is going to be a base hit into left field, and that'll put Meyer aboard. And throw gets away from the pitcher, and so she'll move up. And that'll bring up Addie Sebastian now. And pitches up high for a ball. 1-0 count. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Sebastian chased one upstairs. We're in the ceiling tonight. It is the championship game of the minor girls, but swung on and missed. It's winner take all. Burleson County won 4-3 last night to set up this championship game. Now Washington County trying to battle back after digging an early hole. And it's two balls and two strikes. And Meyer just kept right on going. She's into third base now. And foul back into the screen. That'll hold the count of 2-2 on Sebastian. And that one is a strike call. And Sebastian. And now they got runner going. And they got a rundown between third and home. And she is going to be safe.
Watch it, watch it.
They never were able to get a tag on her, and that was a heavy bit of evading that Meyer did to get back to the bag. And so now Kenley Parker, the batter, runner at third, one down. And this one is going to be a base hit. And in there is Meyer to make it 7-2. And that'll bring in Finley Youngs. And pitch. Youngs ground ball over to short. They're going to go to second, and the second baseman dropped the ball, and runners are going to be safe everywhere. And now Burleson County, their coach, is going to have a conference here as Kinsley Hafferkamp comes up to bat. As we said, we're coming to you from Mark Chapman Field in Sealy tonight. Great crowd on the end for both sides as Washington County and Burleson County battling out here for the tournament championship here in the minor girls division. Winner of this game moves on July 5th to Elgin. They'll face whoever the District 30 champion is. And the way the sectionals worked out this year, there's only two teams in that tournament. So it'll be a best two out of three series. And Hafferkamp ready. Left-hand batter, left-hand pitcher. And pitch is a strike call, 0-1. And throw down to third. Washington County with two runners, nobody moving. Washington County with two runners aboard. And only one out in the inning. And swung and missed, and the runners will move up. Pitch was in the dirt. And it's a Parker to third, Youngs to second. And that one, a ground ball to shortstop. And shortstop went to her knees, picked it up. It's an infield hit. Coming in and scores Parker. Young's in the third, and it's now 7-3. And now Callie Dismukes the batter. And African bending up down at second base. On the throw to third.
Got it hanging right there.
And Coatley's next pitch, and Dismuke swings and misses. She was bailing out of there, and I think she was trying for a slap hit and just bailed out too early on it and didn't get the bat on the ball. Swung and missed, and it's 0-2. Quinley Sheffer would be due up next. And this one, a ground ball to the right side. First baseman up with it. She will run to the bag, get the out, but coming in to score is Youngs. That makes it 7-4. And we've got a game now as Washington County's cut that lead down to 3. And Quinley Sheffer, the batter. And Bryant takes the first pitch for a strike. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Burlington County leads it 7-4. Swung and a miss, and it's 0-2. Oh. Next pitch. And Shepard swung it one up high, and that's strike three, and that will tie the side. So in the inning, Washington County was able to put three runs on the board, three hits, there were two errors, and one left on. We go to the third inning. It is Burleson County 7, Washington County 4. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors. And we'll be back with the top of the third inning after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Whataburger now has new premium coffee with a brand new taste. And it's coming in hot and iced cold. Drink it hot with a biscuit sandwich or iced with a brownie. Or iced with a biscuit sandwich and hot with a brownie. This is your chance to mix it up a little. Let your hair down. There's no wrong way to drink it. New hot and iced coffee from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as the favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me,
979-830-3914. And now we come back here to the top of the third inning. It is Burleson County 7, Washington County 4. And Washington County looks like they're going back to their original starting lineup as Presley Allen is back in the circle pitching. Got Meyer back over there at first. Wilson's back in at catcher. And Summer's gone out to right field, so the starters are all back into their regular positions. And for Burleson County, it's going to be the middle of their order, Yesenia Herrera, Carly Shepard, and Bailey Barnes. And Herrera's got a single, an RBI to run scored. 4-0. Washington County with new line. They fought back into this one. Now they pitch up high for a ball. Now they just got to make sure to keep them off the scoreboard. And for Burleson County, they want to play add-on. And that one, a wild pitch. 2-0 count. Next pitch, outside for a ball. 3-0 count. And this one, a ground ball. That's going to be past the diving Majewski at short. And that's going to get in for a base hit for Herrera to lead it off. She's 2-for-2 in the game. And that'll bring up Carly Shepard.
One.
Yeah, that one way high into the backstop. Runner going, throw down, and she's safe. And 1-0 count on a stolen base by Herrera. And this one, that's in front of the plate. Got to throw to first, and they do get the out. Meanwhile, Herrera moves over to third. And now it's going to bring up Bailey Barnes. One foul up the third base side.
Let it be on it, Bailey.
Stay tall, kid. You got it. 0-1 count. Washington County trailing here 7-4, trying to hold Burleson County at bay. Allen with the pitch, and therefore a strike, and it's 0-2. Barnes walked and scored a first time up. Runner at third, one out.
Stay tall.
Allen will look in at good sign from Wilson. And next pitch. Swung and a miss. Got her on strikes. And then is two away. And now they'll bring up Olivia Zamora. Long look in and pitch from out. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Drive it, girl.
You got it, kid. And I went up high for a ball. One ball and one strike. Zamora. Swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Allen. One ball and two strikes.
Got it, legs right here.
1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, foul away over to the left side. For the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Zamora down on strikes. Not more time to side. In the end, no runs. One hit, no errors. One left on. And we will go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Burleson County 7, Washington County 4. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Tecron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
And we come back here. We're in the bottom half of the third inning. It is Caroline Summer getting set about here. It's Caroline Summer, Presley Allen, and Belle Schrader against Kagan Kotali. Washington County trailing by 3. Now let's see if we can cut some more into this deficit. And this one is a ground ball over to short. Throw to first, and she's safe. And Summer beats it out for the infield hit. And now that gives Washington County some life as Presley Allen steps to the plate. And while we got this opportunity, I want to let you know this Little League International game is presented by KWHI Radio under the authority of Little League Baseball and Softball and may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the express written permission of Little League International, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Visit Little League online at www.littleleague.org. And that one went down the line, fair ball! Summer's heading for third. Allen digging for second. And they get it back to the pitcher. It's a double for Allen. And Washington County with two runs aboard and two runners aboard. And now it's going to bring up Belle Schrader. Schrader comes up here representing the potential tying run. Schrader flew out to left field the first time up. Pitch from Kotali. Foul away. And it'll be an 0-1 count. Charlie Majewski would be due up next. And next pitch outside for a ball. 1-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. And down low ball skips away, not enough for the runners to move up. Two balls, two strikes on Schrader. Nobody out here in the bottom of the third. And that one is into center, drops in for a base hit. Summer scores. And here comes Allen to the plate, and she is... Oh! She is out of the plate. And it was a bang-bang play there. I thought she was in. And... time is called. What? Yeah, it looks like we're going to have a pitching change here. And so it looks like Herrera is going to come in as it's now a 7-5 ball game. And with a pitching change, we will take a break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
for quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
And it's going to be Yesenia Herrera coming in. Herrera taking over for Kotali. She's going to be looking at Charlie Majewski, Tegan Wilson, and Paisley Meyer. All the Washoe County All-Stars. Getting one out, one runner on. And base umpire coming in to say something to the pitcher. And we're ready to resume. Herrera, who was the winning pitcher last night, now getting ready to face Majewski. And that one up and in a ball. 1-0 count. That one's going to be pop foul back into the screen. One ball, one strike on Majewski. She had an RBI single that brought on the first run of the game for Washington County. And now looking to try to see if she can cut in this lead even further. She chased one upstairs. And it's 1-2. That was a good rise ball there by Herrera. And strike three called. Majewski is out number two of the inning. And that's going to bring up Tegan Wilson. And pitches inside for a ball. That one, a pie for a ball, and it is 2-0. Yeah, well, way high up to the backstop, runner going, and the throw down, she's safe. Schrader on the wild pitch, taking off for third. Now Wilson, she can just get a hit here and get her home. And that one up high, ball four, and Wilson draws the walk. That'll put two on now for Paisley Meyer. And so Wilson overran the bag, and so that will be out number three. And so in the inning, Washington County does pick up one more run, and they've cut it down to a 7-5 game as we head to the fourth inning. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Citizens State Bank wants to introduce you to a more personal banking relationship, a relationship where you have real-life conversations with professionals inside a place where big financial decisions that affect your life are made right where you live. This isn't anything new. CSB has been doing this for over 95 years, so stop in and say howdy. We're always in the neighborhood. CSB, local people, local decisions, member FDIC.
And back we go here as Presley Allen warms up. Should be looking at Zoe Galson, Paisley Brack, and Carly Prazel here in the fourth inning. Washington County and Burleson County, this is the tournament championship game for the minor girls. It is winner take all. And not really sure why we're not going back and starting. And warm up throws are done, and we're ready to resume. Galson had a 2-run single her first time up and scored a run. And Presley Allen right, waiting for the next pitch. And she delivers. And that one, ground ball over to second. And it took a weird hop on the turf, bounced over the second baseman. And that was Sebastian out there. And that is going to be a base hit for Galson. She's 2-for-2. And I'll bring up Paisley Brack. Yeah, she was just, she had the right idea. She just was prepared and all of a sudden took a weird bounce and bounced right on that turf and bounced right over. And so Galson gets the board and Brack batting now. Burleson County with a 7-5 lead. And pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch. Runner going. Pitches the ball, runner going, throw down, and she is safe. And this one foul away. One ball and two strikes. And way high ball, runner going. Throw down the third, and she's safe. And that puts the runner in the scoring position. Still nobody out here. And a two-ball, two-strike count. And reach the top of the hour. I'll let you know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM and K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham. And, of course, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and on our KWHI app for your smartphone. Doug Brown with you here on this Wednesday evening here at the Minor Girls Championship Tournament in Sealy. This is the finals, one game, winner take all. Right now, Burleson County leading Washington County 7-5. And that one gets away. Oh, and I think it hit her, and that'll mark Brack. And she's just going to keep running. Yeah, she's down second. That'll bring up Carly Prazel. And pitch it outside for a ball. And way high ball two. Foul back. Prazel reach on a fielder's choice for first time up. And that one gets away. Not enough for the runners to move up. And it's three balls and a strike now. And a pie ball four, and that'll load the bases with nobody out. And we're going to get a visit to the mound again, or to the hit, circle. And looks like we will get another pitching change here for Washington County. And so we're in the fourth inning. It is Burleson County 7, Washington County 5. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Enhance your property this summer with steel and steel products from DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham and Bastrop. Nothing looks better or holds up better than steel when you're building a workshop, a pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, or putting on a steel roof. DDM carries an extensive inventory including angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, welding supplies, and metal building components. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, DDM has what you need. See their online catalog at ddmpipeandseal.com. Or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
And so it'll be Caroline Summer coming back in the pitch for Washington County. And she'll be looking at Michaela Collins, Macy Lewis, and Avery Balboa. And for Burleson County, they got the bases loaded. And a chance to bust this one wide open if they can get another hit here. And a pie for a ball, 1-0. Right now for Washington County, they need a force at home. Swung and a miss, 1-1. And in there for a strike. One ball, two strikes. Inside for a ball. 2-2.
You got him, four.
And swing and a miss. Collins down on strikes. It's out number one. And now that'll bring up Macy Lewis. Oh, Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1.
Carl, you got
that. Keep breath, you got it. Hey. Yeah, that one swung on and missed, and that's strike two now. And this one, that's going to bounce over to second. Throw home. She air mailed the throw home. And Herrera scores. Excuse me, that's Gausson that scores. And that makes it 8-5 now. And now we go back to the top of the order with Balboa. Balboa 0-2 in the game. And foul away. And 0-1 count. And that one inside for a ball. Swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Summer.
You got a nine?
Foul away again. Foul back into the fence. And this one, little flare after second. Throw home, and she's safe. I'm making 9-5. And so now that'll bring up. I'll bring up Kagan Qualty. Got bases loaded. Still only one out here in the inning. Two runs are in. Pitch is a strike. 1-1. Strike called, and it is 1-2. Summer can use it out here in the worst way.
Still 11 right here.
And outside for a ball. 2-2. And 2-2 pitch, strike three called. And that's two down now. And that'll bring up Braylee Polashek. I'd like to get her here and not have to look at Herrera batting with the bases loaded. Swing on a miss, Dan. It's an 0-1 count.
You're ready.
Toby.
And the pie for a ball. And next pitch down low for a ball. Next pitch, way outside into the backstop, not enough for the runners to move up. Three balls, one strike. Three balls, one strike, two outs. And that one's down low, a ball, and that'll walk in a run. This is loaded walking. That'll make it 10-5, Burleson County. And that'll bring up Jacinia Herrera. Base is loaded, two down.
Come on, kid, let's go.
And a pie for a ball, 1-0. Swing and missed, and it's 1-1. Swing and missed, 1-2. Now, if we just get one more buyer and get us out of this inning. And outside for a ball. Runners take a break, but don't go. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs on Herrera. Herrera is 2-for-2 in the game. That's a lot of deuces in there. And she sends this one a high fly ball out to left. That's going to drop in for a hit. It's going to get one run home. And they're going to run the runners back. So ends up being a long RBI single. And makes it 11-5 Washington, or excuse me, 11-5 Burleson County. And Carly Shepard, the batter. And so Shepard batting here. She walked and scored her first time up. Grounded back to the pitcher last time up. Swung and a miss, 0-1. Swung and a miss. And it's 0-2.
Kid.
This is going to be sent out into second base. They'll haul it in for out number three. But in the inning, Brooks County does put four runs on the board. And they have extended their lead to 11-5 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Breathing, it's just what we do. But is the air you're breathing even clean? Do you even know? That's where we come in. Holly here for Green Duck Services.
Quack, quack.
Let us come in and clean your air ducts to reduce allergens, improve air quality, remove mildew, and increase energy efficiency. Our only job is literally to change the air you breathe. So give us a call today, 979-421-9191, to book your appointment or for a free estimate. You can also check us out, greenduckservices.com.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
All right, as we come back here. And it is the bottom of the fourth inning. Burleson County leading Washington County 11-5. And Yesenia Herrera on the pitch. And Brelly Palaszczuk now doing the catching. And Herrera is going to be looking at Paisley Meyer, Addie Sebastian, and Kenley Parker. And while she continues her warm-ups, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children, more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International at Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And so Rodriguez will look at Paisley Meyer to lead off the inning here. Washington County trailing 11-5. Got some work to do with the bats. And pitch. Fastball inside, and it's 1-0. And that one up and in a ball, and it's 2-0. And down low ball. 3-0 count now on Meyer. Big thing too, Washington County needs to get some base runners and move them around. And that one is a strike called. 3-1 now. And check a swing. Base umpire says no swing, and that's a walk to Meyer. And that'll bring up Addie Sebastian. And runner fakes a break, doesn't go, and a long throw down there to second. Yeah, we're going to get a visit to the mound, or circle, rather. Coach having a word with Herrera. Thomas Dahl. Yeah, Yeah, it's Sebastian stepping up here. Yeah, swung and a miss, and fake break didn't go. Squares away the bunt and puts a good one down. And throw to first, gets the out. And got away. She's going to come to third. And so now that'll bring up Kelly Parker. And pitch is inside the ball. 1-0. Up high, and it's 2-0 now on Kelly Parker. Finley Youngs would be due up next. And strike call. That'll make it 2-1. Strike call. That'll make it 2 balls, 2 strikes now. Long look in by Herrera. The pitch inside, ball 3. And so we got a full count now on Kelly Parker. Washington County trailing 11-5 here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch swung on a miss, and that is strike 2. Or no, that was strike 3, so Parker down on strikes. And that'll bring up Finley Youngs. And that one taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And outside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Foul back. Take some leaves off the trees there. Hold the count at 1-2. And swing and miss. Down on strikes. Goes Youngs, and that'll retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left on, and we are heading to the 5th inning. It is Burleson County leading Washington County 11-5. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Flynn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Flynn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Flynn campus. So learn more today at flynn.edu/scholarships.
And back we go here as Presley Allen back into the circle. And so everybody's returned to their respective starting positions. We are in the fifth inning. It is Burleson County leading Washington County 11-5. This is the last of the district tournaments. This is the only one that hasn't finished up yet. And she'll be looking at Bailey Barnes, Olivia Zamora, and Zoe Cassine. Washington County manager Sam Summer been flip-flopping both of his pitchers and pretty regularly throughout the course of the evening. It might have to, if it comes down to it, bring in another one if they reach their pitch limits. And so here we go. Finished her warm-up tosses, and so Barnes steps in. I'm getting kind of thirsty over here. I was looking to see if I can get somebody to go do some running for me and go bring me either some water or Gatorade over here. And pitches up high for a ball. That's 1-0. Had one at the start of the game, but that's one ain't going to cut it in this weather. Could actually use one of each right now. Pitch swung on and missed, 1-1. Yeah, this one's going to be popped up and into foul territory, and it's going to land on top of the Burleson County dugout. And down low for a ball, and it's 2-2.
Stay calm, baby. Stay calm.
And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allen's next pitch. Down low, a ball, and it's 3-2 now. Time is called.
Stay calm.
And strike three called, and Barnes caught looking for out number one. That'll bring up Olivia Zamora. Some more waiting on the pitch from Allen. Up high, and it's 1-0. And up high, it's 2-0. and pitches a pie, 3-0. And a pitch inside for a ball, and Zamora will take the walk down to first. Six walk issued by Washington County pitching. And that'll bring up Zoe Garcia. Or Zoe Garcine, rather. Zoe Garcine, she is 2-for-2. Two RBIs, two runs scored. And that one up high for a ball. It's 1-0. And in there for a strike. Runner going. Throw down, and she's safe. And pitch inside for a ball. It is going to be 2-1. And that one foul away. Two ball, two strikes, one out of the inning. Runner at second. And Zoe Gaussin waiting. And pitch way to the backstop. Runner going, throw down third. And just safe. Full count, three balls, two strikes, only one out. And strike three called, that's two away now. And that'll bring up Paisley Brack.
Andy was listening on the radio.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Andy. You are the man.
All right. What's up, Brad?
And there we go. That hit the spot. And, of course, thanks to Abby for bringing it over. And so what... Now I feel, now getting that refresh bag in. Yeah, this is Brack Bats here. Washington County just needs one more out to get out of this inning, and they need to get the bats going. Pitch foul bag. Brack struck out her first time up and was hit by a pitcher last time up. So far, Washington, just one team going to the sectionals, and need a rally here by the minor girls to try to make it at least two get in there. One ball and two strikes. And this one foul away.
Keep it up. Keep it up. Hey, keep
Brack hanging in there against Meyer, and the teammates all coming around there for Meyer for encouragement. Trying to get that last, come up with that last pitch, get out of this inning. Yeah, Zamora at third, two down, 11-5, Burles County with the lead. And that was, Washington County wanted that one, and it's a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes here. And that one down, that one was down low, and it's 3-2. Tried to get her to see if she would chase one. She did, unfortunately did not for the Washington County. For Burlington County, very fortunate she didn't chase it. Three balls, two strikes. And strike three call right down the heart of the plate. So Allen strikes out the side in that inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. And we will go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. It is Burleson County 11, Washington County 5. Back into we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Hey! Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at 836-4242. 41.
All right, and we return to action here. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Burleson County 11, Washington County 5. Jacinia Herrera pitching for Burleson County. She's on a relief of Kagan Kotali. Washington County needs to get the bats going here, and you'd like to at least cut this in half and then give the team a chance at the bottom of the sixth. But Washington, they've got six outs to work with here. And it'll be Kinsley Haferkamp to lead it off. Haferkamp with an RBI single her first time up. And pitch is a strike call, 0-1. And that one up high for a ball, 1-1. And pitches a strike call, 1-2. And a pie for a ball. Two balls and two strikes.
Got it, 40!
And trying to check her swing. Umpire says she went around, and that's a strikeout of Haferkamp. So that's one down. That'll bring up Callie to Smukes. Smukes had an RBI on the ground out last time up. Right now, Washington County just got to get some base runners here. That's the first thing. Get some people on and then try to move them around. Basic fundamental softball here. And that one up high for a ball. Quinley Sheffer would be due up next. And down low for a ball. And it's 2-0. Next pitch, down low ball, and quickly that's 3-0 on Dismukes. Dismukes showing good patience at the plate. Time called to over to the third base coaching box. Have a few quick words with Mom, and she's ready to go. Yeah, that's a pie ball four, and Dismukes takes the walk. And that'll put a runner on for Washington County. Bring up Quinley Sheffer. And strike call. Runner fakes a break but doesn't go, but Burleson County throws down anyway. And way high a ball. 1-1.
You got it, Justinia.
Hey, you got one on her here, baby.
And Herrera comes set. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. Caroline Summer would be due up next. And there's strike three called. That's two away now. And Summer to the plate. Caroline Summer 2-for-2. She got two singles and she scored two of the Washington County runs. And on the pie for a ball, it's 1-0. Washington County trailing here in the bottom of the bottom of the fifth, 11-5. Two outs, a runner aboard. And Summer takes a strike. It's 1-1. And that one inside for a ball. Yeah, that one foul up the first base side. Washington County manager Sam Summer, he's in the first base coaching box. Had to show off some flexibility there. Two balls and a strike.
One more, babe. One more. You got it right here.
You got it, Senor.
And the pitch swung and a miss, and Summer down on strike. And that will retire the side. In the inning, there were no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. And so we head to the sixth inning. It is Burleson County 11, Washington County 5. On to the 6 back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and would like to give a very special shout-out to number 4, Charlie Majewski. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Egg Farm's fresh eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Congratulations and good luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Take state!
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their district tournament games.
All right, as we move along to the top of the sixth inning, and Caroline Summers back at pitcher for Washington County. As it is 11-5, Burleson County in the lead here. And just waiting on the warm-up tosses here. And for Burleson County, it's the bottom three in their order. Carly Prazel, Michaela Collins, and Macy Lewis. So it'd be good for Summer here if she could get three up and three down. And then give Washington County one last chance in the bottom half of the sixth. Yeah, Carly Prazel the batter. Although Prazel's been on base both times, once on a fielder's choice and once on a walk. She's also scored a run. And that one outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Boy, I missed. 1-1. Good pitch there by Summer.
You got it, three.
Swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. Swung and a missed, and got her on strikes. It's out number one. And that'll bring up Michaela Collins. Next pitch. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1. As we said, the winner of this moves on to the Section 1 tournament, which will start on Friday, July 5th. And pitch taken for a ball, 1-1. That'll be over in Elgin.
Go four.
And down low for a ball, 2-1. And, well, the loser gets to take the rest of the summer off. And a pie for a ball. It's 3-1.
Go, four.
Swing and a miss. And it's 3-2. Full count now on Collins.
All right, you got it right here, baby.
And a pie ball four. And Collins draws the walk. And so next up, that'll bring up Macy Lewis.
Go, squirrel.
Lewis reached in there last time up. And down low a ball. Runner going, throw down, and it got away. Now Lewis heading for third.
Pull back, girl. Look at slow now.
And squares away the bunt and takes strike two. One ball and two strikes. And up high ball, one and two. And this one, a chopper over the middle. Throw to first. And got the out at first, but the run scores. And that'll make it 12-5. Well, it's a two down now. That'll bring him Avery Balboa. Balboa 0 for 3, but did reach base center fielder's choice last time up. So base is empty now. Just got to get this out here. And that's going to drop in. Fair ball. And she's digging for two. Throw comes in, and it's going to be a double for Balboa. That'll bring up Kagan Coltali. And Kagan's been on base twice with a walk and a hit. And a pie for a ball. Runner going, throw down. And nowhere near in time. And 1-0. Stolen base there for Balboa. And down low ball. Nice scoop there. 2-0 count on Quatley, I mean. Balashik on deck. And down low for a ball. Squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, and that's going to be ball four. And Gwatley will draw the walk. That'll put runners at the corners now and bring up Braylee Palaszczuk. Palaszczuk's been on base twice with an error and a walk. She's also got an RBI and a run scored. Washington County in a definite hole. So far, it's seven runs going in this one. Allen up with it. Run to the bag, step on it, and that'll retire the side. So we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Do or die for Washington County. They trail it 12-5. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozier work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials, wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
There's never been a better time than this summer for a metal building project. Whether it's a new steel roof, a storage building, workshop, barn, or barndominium, DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop are here to help. For over a quarter century, DDM has been turning ideas into reality across Texas by fabricating metal building components. Their staff can explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and roof design. Explore the possibilities with their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or visit DDM Custom Metal Buildings location in Brenham or Bastrop.
And so here we go, bottom half of the sixth inning. And for Washington County, as they look at Yesenia Herrera, it's going to be Presley Allen, Bell Schrader, and Charlie Majewski. Got a seven-run deficit to try to overcome here. Not impossible, but it is difficult. And Burleson County got a really good pitcher in there. We got to watch her last night, and she's been in relief tonight. And Presley Allen, the batter. Allen, 1-for-2 with a double. And that one fouled away. No balls and a strike. And a pot for a ball. One ball and one strike. And Allen with a ground ball over to second. And second baseman booted the ball, and Allen is safe at first. So that's one base runner now. And that'll bring up Bell Schrader. Let's show some Washington County spirit here and not go quietly. Schrader 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Pitch from Herrera, down low for a ball. And the catcher just made a, luckily she wasn't going, but Palaszczuk made a great throw from back behind home plate down to second. And Herrera with the next pitch. Swung out and missed. And it's 1-1. And that one fouled away. 1-2.
Go 40.
Yeah, that one way high, a ball. 2-2 now on Schrader. Next pitch. Inside gets away. Allen heading for second. And she'll be in there. And pitch to her. Just swing on a miss. And down on strikes goes Schrader. That's out number one. And that'll bring up Charlie Majewski. Oh. pitch is a strike called. Runner fakes a break, doesn't go. They threw down anyway. No balls and one strike on Majewski. She's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. And up high for a ball. 1-1. Pitch foul back. And it's 1-2 now. Allen was going on the play. Now she'll have to return back to second. Busted hit and run there. And the 1-2 on the way. Foul tip. And that'll hold it 1-2. Tegan Wilson will be due up next for Washington County. And foul tip. And that one back up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit. And Allen coming home. Throw is going to be offline, and she will score to make it 12-6. And Majewski's going to end up at third. All right, well, here we go. And now Tegan Wilson, the batter. Defensive switch, change second baseman. And pitch strike called, and it's 0-1. Outside of ball, not enough for the run to come home. Got a good ricochet off that backstop there. Wilson's 0-for-1 with a walk. What's my... foul ball and out of play.
Go, Barney!
One, two pitch. And that one back up the middle. That's going to scoot through for a hit. And scoring is Majewski to make it 12-7 now. And just like that, Washington County got something going here in the bottom of the sixth. That'll bring up Paisley Meyer. Meyer's been on base both times with a hit and a walk. And Herrera ready. Next pitch, strike. And that one foul down the line. And it's 0-2 now on Meyer. Addy Sebastian to be due up next.
Let's go, Coral!
strike three called. That's two down now. It's Washington County down to their final out as Addie Sebastian comes to the plate. That's now 11 strikeouts for Burleson County pitching. The pitch is a strike called on Sebastian, 0-1. Swung and a miss, 0-2, and now Washington County down to their final strike. And the pitch. Foul tip. And it's 0-2. And this one, a little flare, is going to drop. And up the line, throw to first, and that is the ball game. Your final score, Burleson County wins it 12-7. They beat Washington County back-to-back nights, and Burleson County, they are the District 13 tournament champions, and they are moving on to the Section 1 tournament. We'll be back with the postgame show after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield in Burnham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at BurnhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, and back we go here. Once again, your final score. Burleson County wins it 12-7. So Burleson County, they are your District 13 champions, and they're moving on to the Section 1 tournament, which will be July 5th over in Elgin. And congratulations to both these two teams. Two really whale games, back-to-back nights. And it's one. It's like they say, those you hate that somebody has to lose, because both teams just really laid it out on the field here tonight, last night and tonight. But congratulations to the Burleson County All-Stars on their victory here this evening. And Washington County will regroup, and I'm pretty sure they'll be back again next year. Meanwhile, are your kids playing in the real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program, with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers and dozens of of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And we're going to take another break, and we'll be back with more of the postgame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're just itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way you can hurry back to the fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
In a world where plumbing issues have you drained, call a company that can provide same-day service, free inspections, estimates, and A1 quality plumbing service. A1 Quality Plumbing in Brenham can do just that, whether it's for residential, commercial, or even an emergency. With over 25 years of experience, they do repairs, remodeling, and new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or go online to a1qualityplumbers.com. Family-owned and operated. License number RMP 15749.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
And as we come back here, they're making their championship presentations. They're giving the runner-up necklaces to the Washington County All-Stars. And then they're going to have the pictures and banner presentation to the Burleson County All-Stars for winning the tournament here tonight. And once again, congratulations to both these two teams making the finals here and making it exciting both nights. Burleson County came out with a win both nights. They earned it, and they're moving on. And so for our next Little League broadcast, we're going to take a few days off here, and our next Little League broadcast will be on Wednesday, July 3rd, and that is going to be the Washington County 11-year-old boys tournament over in Brenham. And I believe it's an 8 o'clock start time there. And so we'll get to kick off the 4th of July weekend in style. And so we hope you join us for that. Meantime, we're going to take one final break and be back to wrap it up after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star teams. Your selection recognizes the hard work you put in during the regular season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. They strive to elevate and serve others through their offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy. And they've been recognized as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest. Seidel Schrader wishes good luck to all the Washington County teams in their All-Star tournaments.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon, you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell, and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and all Brookshire Brothers stores.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
All right, that's going to do it for us one final time here from Mark Chapman Field in Sealy. I want to thank the good folks here in Sealy for they've been very nice here the last couple of nights, really helpful, and appreciate that. Meanwhile, thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. Of course, thanks to Mallory for her great work back on the boards there. And also thank you to our sponsors who make a broadcast possible. And until we meet again... steal a line here from an old buddy of mine. Until we meet again, either on the radio or in person, for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown. Good night, everybody.